Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're well. I want to briefly talk about how Ramadan for our Amana will be, inshallah, this year and in the years to come, inshallah. One of the ways in which we can make sure that we remember that Ramadan is also an experience for our Amana, even if they're not fasting, even if they're younger than we are expecting them to comprehend what Ramadan means to us. But we can definitely make sure that we help make these memories pleasant and long-lasting, inshallah. One of the ways in which we can do that is to just have good associations. They can see us fasting. They can see us preparing food. They can see us going to the masjid. They can see us increasing our ibadah. They can see us having our own itikaf, maybe a special place or a certain location in your home. They can see us reading the Quran, and they can be motivated either by joining us and or just remembering that, oh, this is what my mother and my father would do during Ramadan. These are one of the things that we see more of in during Ramadan. That's a great way to increase their Ramadan experience and inshallah, optimize it. Also, having good associations like the decorations or the preparation for Eid or for having the actual buying of new clothing, having the actual gift wrapping, having them included in the gift wrapping experience, having them have cards even for their friends if they attend a Muslim school or a non-Muslim school, they can definitely have that experience and have the opportunity to include others in that experience, and that will, inshallah, ultimately enhance their experience. Just remembering that I used to give out gift bags to the neighbors or to my classmates, or I used to give out cards to the neighbors or my classmates or my relatives, and those will be, inshallah, good memories for them to have and good associations for them to have as they get older, inshallah. One of the other ways in which we can have their experience, or their memories, I should say, enhanced, is to just have them included in the gift wrapping. That's definitely, if possible, that's definitely something that they can do, even if it's putting on the final bow, or even if it's selecting, helping you decide which color wrapping paper or bag you're going to choose for which relative or which friend, family friend, inshallah. Some quick tips for those who are fasting and have menstruating daughters. The menstruating daughters will probably have a day where they're not fasting and they're still attending school. So one of those things in which we can do to help them have good memories so that they're not thinking, oh, fasting and going to school and everyone's going to know that I'm not fasting today, but that I'm fasting in 7 days. So one of the ways in which you could help them with that is to just let them either prepare them with some phrases or terms or tips of advice of what to say if people want to ask them, why are you not fasting or why are you fasting today? So give them great tips. Let them know that they can keep their information private, but they can also just let people know what they're willing to let them know, that yes, today I'm not fasting, or yes, today I am fasting. Why are you not fasting today? Because I don't want to, or because I am not required to fast today. And ultimately, having that understanding or instilling in them that understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it, they are menstruating now, they shouldn't be upset about it. It's something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it, that this is the day that they're not going to fast. And if they have that understanding, inshallah, they will be able to convey that to others if and when people ask them, particularly during the month of Ramadan. It is a little bit more evident that our menstruating daughters are not fasting and they're still attending school. If they have that understanding, they can also just comment by saying, I want to. someone asks. Why are you fasting? I want to. Why are you not fasting? Why did you stop fasting? I want to stop fasting. The complete full sentence behind the scenes, obviously, inshallah, is I want to obey my Rabb. I want to stop fasting because I'm not supposed to fast while I'm menstruating. I want to fast because my Rabb said to fast during Ramadan while I'm not menstruating. At the end of the day, we want to support them, our menstruating daughters, in every single way we can until they get that level of confidence to say simply, I want to. Why? Why are you not fasting? Why are you fasting? I want to. I want to do that. And that understanding behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, outright, inwardly and outwardly, is basically they want to obey their creator. It's not mommy and daddy said not to, or Baba and Ummi said not to. No, it's that understanding that we want to instill, and inshallah they will carry and increase that understanding and ultimately the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this is not a serious situation, but it is something that we should talk about with our menstruating daughters so that they don't feel ashamed and they have that understanding, and that they are also proud of their ibadah. That's a type of ibadah, an act of worship, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. They're menstruating right now. Khalas, end your fasting. Make it up at a later time, inshallah. The next and probably the last thing, since it is the tail end of Ramadan, it's never too late. I'm pretty sure most of you have experienced a younger child requesting that they're going to fast or requesting to fast during this month. And most of us have probably said, no, you're too young, or no, you're not ready, or whatever we might have said. One of the ways in which we can address that issue is to include them. Let them do a half day fast or a 4-hour fast or an alternate day fast. So I fast every other day or during the month of Ramadan, or they fast only on the weekends, or they fast half days, or they fast maybe for a certain amount of time, and each time increase that duration. Start with 2 hours and then maybe 3 hours, just to ease it in and help them progress so that inshallah they will fast. But it is definitely something that I've been repeatedly and frequently in the middle of that situation where my kids are asking me, my young ones, can I fast? Or when they were younger, the older ones, when they were younger, can I fast? How can I fast? And that would be a way in which I would incorporate them. I don't want to shame them. I don't want to exclude them. And you definitely don't want them having bad memories of Ramadan, especially at a younger age. And inshallah, that'll be the building steps for, building blocks for, as they get older, and increasing their time and their positive memories and positive associations during Ramadan, inshallah. One of the ways in which we at Neat Parent will help or could help with having those memories is visit neatparent.com, and we will have some cards or gifts that you can purchase to hand out to your classmates, to hand out to your neighbors, or your children can hand out to their classmates and their neighbors. And inshallah, that will be something in a way in which they will feel the importance. That is the beginning of feeling the importance of this blessed month, our Eid that's coming up, inshallah. Then also just part of the blocks to building their strong, positive Muslim identity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our acts of ibadah during this month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to see many more Ramadans, inshallah, and spend them with our loved ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have a happy, great Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Until the next episode, inshallah.